In Fultondale, Alabama today, people are cleaning up after a devastating tornado. The tornado struck the Birmingham suburb late last night, killing at least one person and injuring many more. Fultondale resident Tim Herring lost his home. He told WBRC-TV.
We took off to the bathroom. My wife was trying to find the cats. I said, forget the cats. Get in the tub, and the shower curtain luckily fell right over the top of us. I could feel boards falling and hitting me and sheetrock, and the whole house was rocking and shaking, and then it quit.
Andrew Yeager of member station WBHM joins us now from Birmingham. Andrew, give us a sense of the damage from this storm.
Well, devastation is the word to describe it. You have some neighborhoods where homes have been leveled, trees and power lines torn up and thrown about. The trees that are still standing are mostly shorn of their branches. There was a hotel that was hit, and part of the roof and walls were blown off, and you could peer into part of the hotel like a dollhouse. And officials say that the local high school in Fultondale suffered damage, and while assessments are still underway, one county official says it doesn't look good.
Wow. Tornadoes are not entirely uncommon in January in Alabama, but this one does seem to have been particularly powerful. What do we know about that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Tornadoes can happen and do happen year-round in Alabama, even powerful ones. Crews from the National Weather Service say that they'll be out to look at the damage to figure out just exactly how strong this tornado was. I'm not a meteorologist, but from what we're seeing, it does seem like this is not just a minor low-level storm.
And how much of a warning, if any, did residents get to try to protect themselves?
Well, meteorologists had said to expect storms and possible severe weather. And later on in the day, on Monday, they bumped up their forecast to say that there were better chances for tornadoes. Tornado watch was issued, so it wasn't like there was no warning. But with all that said, people who rode out this storm do say it seemed to come suddenly. And tornadoes at night are somewhat difficult to deal with because many people are sleeping and they may not be on alert. And not everyone might have a weather radio by the beds. So a tornado might be surprising.
And as we said, at least one person is dead. I understand someone was sheltering in the basement of a house that collapsed. What do we know about the people who were also injured?
Well, the latest numbers that we got this morning from local authorities are that 30 people were injured. 18 of them were taken to the hospital. They are still performing search and rescue operations. One of the focuses is that hotel, just to make sure that everyone's accounted for and no one's left in a room. And just one note on that one fatality. Officials here say that it was a 14-year-old boy. And yes, he was sheltering in place in a basement, and he was doing exactly what he was supposed to do. But still, tornadoes can bring tragic results.
Yeah. And so now, Andrew, other folks who've been displaced are going to need places to shelter. They're going to need assistance. And then you throw that against the backdrop of the pandemic. You know, is that complicating the effort to aid people who've lost their homes now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little unclear at this point how much the pandemic complicates things. Some of that depends on how many people need shelter and such. But emergency responders are familiar with tornadoes, and we've actually kind of had this conversation already about the pandemic and natural disasters around hurricane season, which, of course, involves a lot more people, evacuations, shelters. And officials that I talked to back during hurricane season were somewhat low-key, basically telling me emergency planners deal with lots of complications, and the pandemic was just another factor to consider.
Sure, although it's sort of layers one crisis on top of another. That's WBHM's Andrew Yeager. Andrew, thanks for bringing us the latest.
Good to be with you.